Ship Repair in East Boston. The main image is a 1928 black-and-white photograph taken from the water. It shows vessels on each of the two marine railways that have been preserved on the site. A larger vessel rests on the 2,000-ton double-track marine railway, the closer of the two railways at the site. At the time, it was the largest railway in Boston and second largest in the country. Men are working on a much smaller vessel, possibly a tugboat, on the other marine railway. Crandall Dry Dock engineers designed and built the marine railways on this site and moved their office here in 1891. State-of-the-art shipyard facilities on this site provided repair and maintenance services from 1854 to about 1950. By 1858, Samuel Hall's East Boston Dry Dock Company included a steam-powered floating dry dock capable of lifting 500-ton ships. Its 600-foot-long marine railway had a cradle with an unprecedented capacity of 1,000 tons. Railways with capacities of 1,500, 2,000, and 2,500 tons were built later, all by Crandall Dry Dock engineers. In front of you are remnants of the marine railways built in 1890 and 1892. A vessel in need of repair was floated over a timber cradle, which rested on cast iron rollers on top of the tracks. Once secured, the vessel was hauled up the rails above the tidal zone. Innovative design and simplicity of operation with minimum manpower contributed to the shipyard's success. Industrial-era improvements, such as wrought iron chains and steam-powered winches, had replaced ropes, men, and horses. Despite economic downturns, a devastating waterfront fire in 1861, and the decline in local shipbuilding, ship repair thrived here and along Marginal Street. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a black-and-white East Boston Dry Dock Company stock certificate, number 42, for 5 shares worth $50 per share. It is dated March 23, 1853. The company was incorporated in 1847 and sold to Atlantic Works in 1902. The stock certificate may show a sectional dry dock patented and constructed by Phineas Burgess. Next is a June 1853 advertisement for the East Boston Dry Dock Company, printed in red ink with a decorative blue border. It reads as follows. This company, having their new dock, meaning Marine Railway, in successful operation, are prepared to raise at the shortest notice all classes of vessels, from the smallest to the largest ships and steamers. Application for docking to be made at the dock at East Boston or at the company's office at 7 Change Avenue. Terms for docking follow, based on the size of the vessel. For example, vessels of 75 tons and under, the cost is $15 per day, while a steamboat over 200 feet in length costs 35 and 50 cents per ton for the first day. Lay days cost 9 and 15 cents per ton per day, according to length. At the bottom of the ad, it says that there is an additional price charge for sunken or wrecked vessels, also for vessels occupying the dock for more than 4 days, which suggests that many repairs or refurbishing were completed very quickly. The next image is a detail from an 1892 insurance map by G.W. Bromley and Company. Border Street runs along the bottom, and the two marine railways that had just been completed are prominent in the center of the map, stretching hundreds of feet into the harbor. Buildings are shown in yellow and pink on the map, and include, in the bottom right corner, a carriage factory which existed on the site for a short time. The last image is a black-and-white photograph of Crandall Dry Dock Engineers Premier Diver, George Landrigan, with his diving helmet on in the water next to the dock. His tender, who directed Landrigan's movements and monitored his safety, is standing on the dock holding an air hose. Divers like Landrigan help build, inspect, and maintain underwater segments of the marine railways. They also assisted with the docking of vessels.